Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'zchus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos, Taf Yud Dalet. The Gemara is discussing the machlikas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether the soya mishtaleach is mechape on the Koyanim or it's only mechape on Yisrael, because Reb Shimon holds that the Koyanim have a kaporia through the par. The din of Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov, the Gemara explains, this everyone agrees that the Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov of the Seirim is only Asher Lo'om, is only a kapora for the Om, which is the Yisrael, and it's not a kapora for the Koyanim. The Koyanim have their kapora of the Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov through the par. The Machlikas of Yehuda and Reb Shimon is a Machlikas by the kapora of the Soya Mishtaleach. Now, be'emes this posuk of Asher Lo'om, which we learn from here that the kapora is only a kapora for Yisrael and not a kapora for the Koyanim, is said by the kapora of the Soya Pnimi. But Rashi, in Beis Hamid Beis, in the Mishnah, says that this din of the kapora, which is only for Yisrael, but the Koyanim have a kapora of the Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov through the par, is not just on the kaporas which the Soya Nase Bifnim gives to the Yidden, which is a Tliya min Ayisurim, in the case of Yesh Bo Yediyah min Tchilo, Ve'im Bo Yediyah v'Soif, and also on the Zodoin, on the Mezid, of the Avira of the Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov. Says Rashi, also the kapora which the soya nase bechutz, which is in the case of ein bo yedia b'tchilo, v'yesh bo yedia b'soif, in this case also, the kapora of the soya nase bechutz is only for the Yisrael. But the Koyanim have this kapora also through the par, l'kula alma, bein akonin to Reb Yehuda, and bein akonin to Reb Shimon. And even though in the Gemara is not mefurish, the Gemara says, asher lo'om, which is discussing the soya nase bifnim, says Rashi that this is also the soya nase bechutz. The Mekor to Rashi is be'emes the end of the Gemara by us, the end of the Perik. The Gemara says, "Bishloime le'Reb Shimon, haynu d'chsev trei viduim v'dam hapar." According to Reb Shimon, we can understand why there's two viduim and also a kapora of the dam hapar. And says the Gemara, "Chad k'neged soy anase b'fnim, v'chad k'neged soy anase b'chutz, v'chad k'neged soy amishtaleach." Says the Gemara clearly that according to Reb Shimon, the two viduim is keneged the soya nase bifnim and the soya nase bachutz. So you see clearly according to Reb Shimon that the kapora of the soya nase bachutz is be'emes working in the par, not through the seirim which the Yisraelim have. Now even though the Gemara here is discussing Yeshitas Reb Shimon, but the only difference between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is only benegea the kapora of the soya mishtaleach. But benegea the kapora of the seirim, there's no machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and you see clear in the Gemara that the soya hanase bachutz, which is mechaper on the Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov, is only a kapora liYisrael because the koyanim have this kapora through the par, like the Gemara says clearly, bein asoya hanase bifnim and bein asoya hanase bachutz. But be'emes the Rambam in Shkoges Perik Yud Aleph Halochetes brings down all the chiluki kapora of the seirim. And afterwards says the Rambam that the soya nase bifnim is mechaper on the zodoin of Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov. Says the Rambam, v'al zodoin Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov, im hoyo ha-mezid min ha-koyanim, if the mezid is from the koyanim, then the par koyin godol shel yom ha-kippurim mechaper. V'im hoyo mi-Yisrael, if the mezid was mi-Yisrael, then dam soya nase bifnim v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper. Says the Rambam, there's a difference in the mezid of the Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov, that the Koyanim have the kapora through the par, and the Yisraelim have the kapora through the soya nase bifnim. Says the Lechem Mishneh, over there on the Rambam, that it's mavu in the Rambam, that the whole difference between the Koyanim and Yisraelim is only benegea the zodoin of Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov. On the avira of Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov, which is done by mezid, which there's a kapora of a soya nase bifnim, on that, there's a difference that the kapora is for the Yisrael through the soya nase bifnim, and the koyanim have their kapora through the par. But the Rambam before, when he discusses the averis of shoigig of ein bo yedia and yesh bo yedia besoif, over there, the Rambam doesn't make any difference, and the Rambam says that the kaporas of through the seirim, the soya nase bechutz, is mechaper, and the soya nase bifnim is toila mina yisurim in the case where he has yesh yedia betchilo ve'ein bo yedia besoif. Only at the end, when the Rambam discusses the Zodoin Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov, there the Rambam says that the Koyanim have this kapora through the par and not through the Seirim. asks the Lechem Mishnah that Lechayidus is neged all our sugis which we have over here at the end of the first Perek in Shavuos, which is Mavua, that the Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshov is a kapara through the par and not through the Seirim, and the Seirim are only Asher La'om, only for the Yisraelim and not for the Kohanim. And he blies Batzorichion, where does the Rambam take this chiluk that the din of the kapara of the par is only for the Zodun of Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshov? But the other kaporis of Shkogis, there, the Kohenim also have their kaporis through the Soya Anase Bifnim and the Soya Anase Bechutz. Now the Isomeach in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, is Moisif, that Be'emes, like we said, the Gemara before, which says Asher La'om, which tells us that there's no kaporis to the Kohenim, only to the Yisrael, is only talking about the Soya Apnimi. But there's no Mekor Be'emes Mefurish that the Soya Achitzoin also is only to the Yisrael and not to the Kohanim. But there's this Gemara which says Mefurish in the Pshimen that the Soya Nase Befnim and also the Soya Nase Bechutz is only for the Yisrael, and the Kohanim have this Kapara through the Par. So says the Yisrael, this Gemara is Mefurish, not like the Rambam. And the Gemara says Mefurish that the Soya Nase Bechutz is a Kapara only for the Yisraelim, and the Kohanim have the Kapara of this Kapara also only through the Par. Now this is besides the kapara of shligig, which the soya nase bifnim has, that it's mechaper and it's toiler, if yesh bo yedir b'tchilo, ve'im bo yedir b'soif, also is mavur in the Gemara, the asher lo'om, which says that the soya nase bifnim is only for the Yisrael, and not for the Kohanim. And the Rambam's mashma, that this kapara is also for the Kohanim. So the Chayyur, the Rambam, is a tzorchion from the din of soya nase bifnim, which is mechapa on the shigig, which says mefurish asher lo'om only for the Yisrael, and also from this Gemara, which says that the soya nase bechutz is also only for the Yisrael and not for the Kohanim. The Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Likutei Halachos over here in Shavuos, in Ein Mishpat Islamed, says that we can be matcha the loshon of the Rambam, and see the Rambam also agrees that there's a difference in the shgogis, whether the kapara is through the seirim or the kapara is through the par. And the Rambam at the end, when he talks about the mezid, is only because just before that, the Rambam discusses the aloch of mezid. But Be'emes, the Rambam, when he says at the end that the kohanim have a kapara through the par, is going back on the whole, all the dinim which the Rambam said till now. And Be'emes, the Rambam also holds that the kohanim only have a kapara of the par and do not have a kapara at all through the seirim. But the Al-Kaponim, the Lechem Mishnah, and the Yisameach, they took on that the Loshon of the Rambam is mashma, that the kapoya of the Zodin Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshov, there's a difference between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim, but Benegea, the Shoigig of Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshov, over there there's no difference, and the Seirim on being Mechaper also for the Kohanim. And the Yisomeach is Mayuch to be Mazbi, to be Miyashev, the Shittas Rambam, the Aul Gemor is Dafkin in Shittas Ibshimen, and Ibshimen the Shittosu in Huyas Daftesamed Aleph, who holds that a Kohen Gadol Bechlal doesn't bring a Korban B'Shoigig on Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshov, and this makes an Afkimina in our Sugya. And he's married of that to be Miyashiv, Shittas Rambam from Al Gemara. Al Kaponim, he takes on the Dina that the Rambam paskins there's only a difference legaba the Zodoin and not legaba the Seirim which will be Mechaper on the Shoigig. In the Iker Deah of this of the Rambam, which we said that the Rambam holds, that the Pashtas of the Rambam, like the Chemishna and the Yisameach explain, that the Rambam holds that the Seirim or Be'emes Shaykh also to the Kohanim legaba the Kapora of Shoigig. The Yisomeach points out another Nekuda, which is a Yesodus Tiger Nekuda over here in the Shittim Bichlal, in the Sugya to understand the Kapora of the Kohanim in the Seirim. The Yisomeach says that there could be a Rechoche to the Shittas Rambam, that the Kohanim do have a Kapora through the Seirim, a Koponim, the Kapora of Shoigig, and they're not totally Nischalik, and they have a Kapora through the Par, and the Seirim belongs only to the Israelim. Says the Yisomeach that this could be that the Rambam has a kasha on the Iker Mishnah in Beis Amid Beis, which is Mavur, that the Seirim, which were Koriv on the Regel and the Koriv on Yom Kippur, are interchangeable, and Ibshimen holds that they could be Koriv Zeh Bo Zeh, since Kulon Boim Al Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov. Now with the Chayyur we can ask that the Chayyur, since the Soya Anase Bifnim, and in Pashtus the Soya Anase Bechutz also, these two Seirim are only Shaykh to the Israelim, and it is not a Korban of the Kohanim at all, since they have the Kapora through the Par, then how after Yom Kippur, could one, if it was never had and you found them afterwards, how can we go and be makiv this Korban itself for a Korban Musaf of Rish Chodesh, or a Korban Musaf of a different Regel? L'chayra, this Korban Musaf of Rish Chodesh is a Kapora also for the Kohanim. The Korban Musaf of Rish Chodesh, according to Ibshimen, is for Torish Ochel Esatomei, and this Kapora, L'chayra, is also for the Kohanim. So how can we change a korban, which only is a korban for the Israelim, and change it over that it should work also for the Kohanim? We're changing a korban which didn't belong to them bichlal and be makiv them for the kapara of the Kohanim also. Says the Yisomeach that this could have been the richocha of the Rambam to be merchiach that be'emes the Seirim were also shaykh to the Kohanim. And they had the kapara al kaponim of the shugig of Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov. And the whole difference is only legabe the mezid that the zodoin they didn't have, and they had it through the par, and they had the kapara of a shugig through the Seirim. And therefore, since they did have a shaykhis to the kabonis of the Seirim, be'emes we could change the korban afterwards and bring it on Rish Chedesh, and it should be mechaper also for the Kohanim, because they always had a shaykhis and a chilik in the Seirim, according to the shittas of the Rambam. Says the Yisomeach, this is be'emes a sad, this is a raya to the shittas of the Rambam, that the Kohanim have a shaykhis in the Seirim. Now, be'emes has already discussed in Beis Amid Beis that this kasha was already asked by the Chasim Sofer in his Chidushim over there. How can we take a soy hanase bifnim, which is only a korban for the Israelim, and be makrivit after Zanush Chedesh, which also has to work for the Kohanim? And the Chasim Sofer says because of this that the kapora of Rish Chedesh, which we the Israelim have through the akrova of the korban soy of Rish Chedesh, be'emes the Kohanim have also through the korban of the par. The power of the Yom Kippur is mechaper also for the Kohanim, for any other kaporis during the year, which the other Seirim are doing. And it's a chiddush with Chasam Sefer's Mazbe over there, that the Kohanim only have once a year a kapora on all the inyonim of Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshah. Over there was discussed that the stipler in Simon Aleph said that l'chiria the ike kasha, how can we take a korban which belongs only to the Israelim and move it over to the korban which is also shaykh to the Kohanim? L'choyer, one could say that the Shema Korban is a Korban Tzibu. It says, Bo L'chivas Hayoim. And the Korban, it belongs to everyone. Even the Kohanim are a chilek of this Korban, since they are the Korban Tzibu. The Shema Korban, the Bailim on the Korban, is also the Kohanim. The only difference is, Benegea, the Kapora. The Kapora of the Korban is for the Israelim and not for the Kohanim. But the Ike Shema Korban and the Korban is a Korban Tzibu, the Kohanim also have a Sheiches to every single Korban Tzibu which is bought. And therefore, later on, when we want to go and change this korban into a korban Rish Chedesh, one is allowed to do so because this korban was always a korban tzibur, which the Shem HaKorban belonged to the Kohanim as much as it belonged to the Israelim. And the whole discussion in all the perek between the different kaporas is only benegia, the kapora which the korban does and is mechaper for, on that there's differences between the Kohanim and Israelim. But the Ike Shem HaKorban, the Bainim on the Korban, is the Korban Tzibur, and the Kohanim are also Sheiches to this Shem Tzibur as much as the Israelim are. This is how the Stipler understands to be able to change over the Korban from a Korban Soy Musaf of Yom Kippur to a Soy of Rish Chedesh. But as we said, the Chasam Sofer and also the Yisameach, they understand that this korban, since the Kohanim do not have a kapora, does not belong to them bichlal, and this is a kapora only for the Israelim, and it's their korban, and therefore they have a difficulty understanding how can we change over this korban to afterwards to bring a korban of the Sori Rish Chedesh. And the Yisameach says this is the reason why the Rambam holds that the Kohanim had the chilek in the Seirim, even in the Sori of Musaf of Yom Kippur. Another marimokim for the Ike Shaila, which we're discussing, whether this korban of the Seirim was a korban which belongs only to the Israelim and the Kohanim do not have any sheiches bichlal, or do we say that it's a korban also for the Kohanim? There's another gemara in Zvachim, Daf Daled Omed Aleph. The gemara over there is discussing the Shinui Kodesh and the Shinui Bailim. There's a halacha that a korban has to be shechted lishmo. And if you shech the korban sheloi lishmo, the korban is either posul or loy olu lebailim shim chiva. And the Gemara discusses that there's two kinds of Shloi Lishma. There's a Shloi Lishma which one changes the Kedusha of the Korban from a Chatos to a Oila or to a different Oshom, a Shlomim. We change the Shinu Kodesh. And then there's a Shloi Lishma of a Shinu Bailim. If the Korban belongs to Reuven, and when the Kohen Shechs, or Yisrael even Shechs the Korban, Leshem Shimon, then it's also called a Shloi Lishma, and this is called a Shinu Bailim. And the Gemara discusses the differences between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim, and says the Gemara that Shinu Kodesh has a chimer, has an extra chimer over Shinu Bailim in four things. One of the things Shinu Kodesh has a chimer is that Shinu Kodesh is shayich even on a korban tzibu. If one takes a korban tzibu, a chatos tzibu, and he shechs this korban l'shem oilas tzibu, then this entails a shelo lishmo. This is a Shinu Kodesh. But says the Gemara, Shinu Bailim is not possible ever by a korban tzibu. because a korban tzibur, every single person in Klal Yisrael is a bailim in the korban, and therefore whichever kavona the kohen is going to have is never going to be a matzav of a shinui bailim. So therefore the chimer of shinui kodesh is because shinui kodesh is yeshnui b'tzibur kebe yochid, masha'inkin a shinui bailim does not have a possibility of having a shaloi lishmo in the case of a shinui kodesh, in like shinui kodesh by a korban tzibur. This is what the Gemara says in Zvachim, Dalet Amud Aleph. Asks the Biskirov in Chidushim over there, and in Beryl in Shuri Agrid, over there in Dalet Amud Aleph, that Lechira, we can ask a kasha on that, the Hanocha of the Gemara, that it does not, there's no case of Shinui Bailim by a Korban Tzibur. Lechira, by us in the Gemara in Shavuos, in the end of this Perek, we have a case where one can make a Shloi Lishma of a Shinui Bailim, even though the Korban is a Korban Tzibur. And this is in the case of the Soya Anase Bachutz and the Soya Anase Bifnim. Since the Gemara explains that these Seirim are only Mechaper on the Yisraelim, therefore only the Yisraelim are the Bailim on this Korban. And Memela, if the Kohen will go and Shech this Korban L'Shem a Kohen, he is not a Bailim on the Korban. So over here we have a case of a Korban Tzibur, and the Korban Tzibur can have a Shinu Bailim. Because if someone, since the Kohanim do not have a kapora, they are not the Bailim on the Korban, and therefore, this Korban is going to be have a case of a Shinui Bailim. So Lechaya, what's pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara says a Shinui Bailim is never possible by a Korban Tzibur? Lechaya, in the Seirim of Yom Kippur, one is possible to have a case of a Shinui Bailim, since he shechts for a Kohanim who are not the Bailim on the Korban, this will entail a Shaloi Lishmo of a Shinui Bailim. And the Biskirov of the Blight Vatzorich Yun, that the Chiyah, the Gemara in Zvachim, is a steer to our Gemara, which is Mavur, that there is a case of a Korban Tzibur. And this Korban Tzibur does not belong to everyone, and the Mela will be a case of a Korban Tzibur which can have a Shinui Bailim. But Lemaisa, like we said before, from the Stipele in Kiles Yaakov, Simon Aleph, this Kasher is not going to be Shver, because the Kiles Yaakov explained that the Yisoid HaChiluk between the Kapoy of the Kohanim and the Yisraelim does not make a difference in who's the Bailim of the Korban. The Shema Korban is a Korban Tzibur, which the Kohanim have a Sheiches, also like the Yisraelim. And Mamela, when it comes to understand the Yisoid HaPsul of Shloi Lishmo of a Shinu Bailim, there's a Klal of Shinu Bailim only in the case where the Bailim is someone, where you Shecht for someone who's Bechlal not the Bailim of the Korban. But over here, the Kohanim also have a Sheiches to the Korban. It's a Korban Tzibur, which belongs to every single person. So even though they don't have a kapora, but this won't be enough to make a shinu bailim, to make a kapora, a chalois of shaloi lishmo of a shinu bailim. Mamil, according to the stipula, this kasha is going to be miyushev for the Gemara in Zvachim, Dalet Amud Aleph. So al kaponim, you see that the Biskirov also took on, like the Avona of the Yisameach and the Chasam Sofer, that the kapora over here, since the Kohanim don't have a kapora in the Seirim is a korban which only belongs to the korban of the Israelim, and does not, the Kohanim don't have any sheiches bichlal enough that if you shech the korban l'shem the Kohen, it's going to be a problem of shelo lishmo of a shinui bailim. Now, kumuvan, according to what we said before from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the Seirim were mechaper also for the Kohanim b'shoigig, like the Lech Mishnah understood the Pashas of Rambam, and only b'meizid there's a difference between the Seirim and the Parah, even though it's shver from Har Sugya, like we explained before. Al Kaponim, the Rambam's, according to the Rambam Shittan, and of course this is not going to be a Shinu Bailim, since the Kohanim also have a Sheiches to the Korban, Al Kaponim, a Kapora of Shigig, so of course the Bailim were also the Kohanim and not just the Israelim. Mamila, the Gemara in Zvachim, Dalad and Madalif, is very geschmack that there's no case of Shinu Bailim in the Korban Tzibur. And after this is Behemoth, the mockery of the Rambam, the mockery of the Rambam, to disregard our Sugya, the Pashtas of our Sugya, and the Pashtas of our Sugya is that the Kohanim Bechlal don't have any Korban, only of the Korban of the Par, and they don't have a Kapora through the Seirim, and the Rambam says only a Chiluk, the Gabba Mizid, maybe the Makuri of the Rambam was Gufer from the Gemara in Zvachim, which is Mavua, that there's no possibility of having any Korban Tzibur, where every single person has to be a Bailim to the Korban, and the Mela Balkoch, the Seirim of Yom Kippur, have to have a Sheiches to the Kohanim also, Al Kaponim, the Kapora of Shoigig.
Today's Daf is Shuiz Daf Yud Dalet. Starting now the second Perek, Perek Yediyei Satuma, which is really, besides the Perek here, is a continuation of the first Perek, to explain to us the dinim of Yediyah you need to bring for Korban Oilav Yerid, which comes from Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is a person that eats Kachim or goes into the Mikdash when he is Tamei. There you need Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Saif, and that's the main topic of this Perek. But Derech Agav, in this parak, we get into some other very interesting, fascinating topics. Topic of a person that the topic of adding on to the city of Yerushalayim and to the Azara, and the dinim of a person that becomes Tameh in the Azara, that he has to leave the Azara, a person that's Mishamish v'ishtoi v'nitma, some interesting topics that come in Derech Agav. But the main topic of the Perek is that of Yediyah Satumah. Just to put things in perspective a little bit, there are three types of karbonos that come for a chet. There's a karbon asham, a karbon chatos, and a karbon oyle v'yoyrid. And these karbonos have different dinim in whether and how much knowledge a person needs in order to bring the karbon. A karbon asham, the Gemara says in Krisus, does not need any yediyah. You don't need a yediyah, you don't need to know for sure that you're chayev in order to bring the carbon. We'll see in a second what that means. Asha'inki, in a carbon chatos, a regular carbon chatos, like a person that ate chelev or dam, b'shoigig, a person was machal Shabbos b'shoigig, that's called a regular carbon chatos, generally referred to as chatos chelev. A carbon chatos needs yediyah, basoif. Carbon chatos needs yediyah basoif. Carbon asham needs no yediyah. And a carbon oil of a yoyreid of Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav needs yediyah bitchila ubasoif. So these are three different levels of yediyah that we need. This, by our perek, which is Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, needs yediyah bitchila ubasoif. Regular carbon chatzis needs yediyah basoif. And a carbon asham does not need any yediyah. So this is interesting. Now, why don't we say that a carbon asham needs no yediyah? Doesn't mean that a person could just stop bringing carbon asham. If a person is not actually chayiv, then you can't bring the carbon asham bichlal. But the asham doesn't, but the difference between asham and achatos, that asham does not need a yediyah and achatos needs a yediyah, means that by achatos you can't bring the carbon unless you have a definitive chayiv. For instance, if one of two people was chayte, and we don't know which one, so by a carbon achatos, you can't bring it because you don't have the idea. Both Reuven and Shimon, neither of them is for sure aware that they are chayiv in the carbon. And therefore, neither of them is able to bring a carbon. Now, she'in gain a carbon asham, in such a case, they can bring the carbon b'shutfis. They buy the carbon b'shutfis in partnership, and they bring the carbon because definitely there is a chayiv. And now one of them is bringing. And whichever one of them is chayiv is bringing the correct carbon. This din has a fascinating nafkamina in the din of Asham Talui, which means that a person is over is Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig misafik. He doesn't know whether he was Mechal Shabbos. So he can't bring a carbon chatos. Like we said, there's no yediyah. He can't bring a carbon chatos. And even if two people were Mechal and they don't know which one, so again, neither of them can bring a carbon chatos. However, a person that did an avira that would be chayav a chatos, if he would be definitely aware, he would be chayav chatos. Then is when now that he has a suffix, so he brings an asham talui. Asham talui, there's no definitive yediyah, but that's okay. Korbanos asham do not need a yediyah. Very interesting. What comes out from this is that a chatos has no set price. As cheap as you can find a goat or a sheep, you can bring that for a chatos. However, an asham talui is very expensive. It has to cost, it has to be very, it comes from a ram, and it needs to have a specific value, shnei shkalim, which is very expensive. So a person can't just be a chacham and say, listen, why did I bring the korban asham talui now, which is very expensive, and then I also might have to bring a korban chatos, or whether I do or don't, but I have to bring this korban asham, which is very expensive. Let me just bring a korban chatos and get it done with. There's no such option. You can't bring a carbon chatos unless you have a definitive yediyah. Shenkin, a carbon asham does not need a definitive yediyah. And therefore you have to bring it. You can bring it, and you have to bring it, even when you don't have the yediyah. Now, that's just again, in the general picture, a carbon asham, any carbon asham that you have a safek on, you don't bring. Because you can't bring a chulin bazar unless you're sure you're chayiv in a carbon, you don't bring it. The only carbon which comes when there's a real, real safek, when we don't know whether you're chayiv bichlal, is the carbon asham talui, which Torah was created a carbon that when there's a lack of knowledge, you can bring a carbon called an asham talui to protect you that you shouldn't have yisurim until you're aware whether you need to bring a carbon chatas. A regular carbon asham you can't bring unless there is for sure chayiv, but you don't have to know that you're definitely chayiv. as long as we said, two people were chayte, and one of them, and they don't know which one, so they can bring a carbon asham together. But chatos means a definitive yediyah that you were chayte. That's the difference between chatos and asham. Now, then we come to our perek, which is the inyan of carbon oyla v'yoyred. Carbon oyla v'yoyred, by Tumas Mitzvah Shvekadashav, there you need not only to know after you were chayte that you were chayte, but it needs two yediyas. It needs ne'la mimenu. You need to have a knowledge before you were chayte that you were not allowed to do the avira. First, you have, when you touch the tumah, to be aware that you touched the tumah and it was usher to go into the mikdash. And then afterwards, you have to be aware that just like every korban chatos, you have to be aware that you were chayte, and therefore you can bring the korban. We'll have to see what's the get here that the Torah is required a yediyah betchila. Is that you're only considered responsible for your action in the level of bringing carbon, that it's an added level of responsibility. Because you knew it at the beginning, and therefore, and you still went and you forgot, so that knowledge you had at the beginning requires you to not be chayte. But if you would not have had the knowledge at the beginning, so even though you are, there's obviously some level of responsibility for your action, but not enough of responsibility to bring a carbon. Is that the reason it's an added level of shia and in your action, the fact that you had yediya betchila? Or it's exir sakos of the alma. You can't be chayiv unless you have a yediya. We'll see there, L'chayr arrives to this from the Sugya Mabez. We'll see you later on in the shir. But another point, though, in Boif and Chloe in the din of Tumas Mikta Shvikadoshov, is that the Torah here, Lamaisa, gave a kula, as opposed to other korbanos chatos. The regular korban chatos, the clock comes out from Meseches Krisos. The regular korban chatos is any avera which, when you do bemezid, you'll be chayav kares. So now, when you did a bishoigig, you're chayav a chatos, as long as with one condition that the Mishnah says there, it has to be that it's a positive. You did the avera b'maisa, not like korban not bringing a korban pesach or not doing a bris milah, which there is the lack of action. Is what you did wrong, but any avera that you do with an action, like chilul Shabbos, avodah zarah, eating chaylev or dam, eating chametz on Pesach, eating on Yom Kippur, any avera which you do with an action, so that's mechayev achatos. And this rule is for any avera which when you do b'mezid, you be chiv kares. Now that you did it b'shegig, you have a chiv chatos, and this chiv chatos is everyone has to bring the same korban. Even a ani, someone who's poor, has to bring the expensive chatos, which comes from a sheep or a goat. You don't get any leniencies based on your financial status in a korban chatos, which comes from being either an avera which would require kares. The tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, tainu, eating kochim, when a person is tamei, or going into the mikdash when a person is tamei, if a person does it b'meis that he's chayav kares, just like eating chaylev and just like eating chametz on Pesach, he's chayav kares. So l'chayra it should have the same din as all chiyuve kares. When you do b'shegig, you bring a korban chatos kavua, and even the ani brings the same korban. However, here the Torah gave a kula for these two aviras, even though they're when you do them b'mezid, you're chayav kares. When you do the b'shegig, so even though you bring a chatos, but if a person is not able to afford the chatos, then he brings an oifis. He can bring birds instead of the sheep or the goat. If he can't afford to bring a sheep or a goat, so it's more kal than a regular chayav chatos. Just to speak out, other things, there are a few things that are said together as a korban oyla v'yoyred. Like a person that we'll have later on in Shavuos, a person that Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos Bitoy. When a person makes a false Shavua, so also he brings a korban oyla v'yoyred. There is those aveiras, even when you do them b'mezid, there's no chiv kares. So we understand that the aveira is more lenient, the aveira itself is more lenient than the other aveiras. Proof that being when you do them b'mezid. when you do a shuas bita, a shuas edus b'mezid, so you don't get a chiv karis. So now that you did it b'sheigig, so even though you bring a carbon, the carbon is also more lenient. That if you can't afford to bring a sheep or a goat, so you bring two birds, or you also could bring, if you can't afford two birds, then you bring a carbon mincha. That's called the carbon oile v'yerei, that there are three options depending on a person's financial status. Either an usher brings a sheep or a goat, and an ani brings two birds, and a real ani brings a carbon mincha. Where does this leniency come from? That why was the Torah of Kilim more lenient over here, that he can bring birds instead of a sheep or a goat? And really, there's another leniency over here, that you need also yediyah batchila, like we said. In regular carbon chatas, you do not need a yediyah batchila. Here the Torah gave two kulas in this din of tumas mitzvah shvekadosh, that you need a yediyah batchila, and also that you do not have to, that an ani does not have to bring a sheep or a goat, rather you can bring birds. So the Ramban in Parshas Vayikra is already realized, makes mention at this point. That why is this more kal? So he says that as we said, that other karbanos oil of the area, because there's no chiv karis. That's why they could bring birds. When you go, ani does not have to bring the sheep or the goat. The Ramban says, Ramban in Perakei Pasuk Zayin Vayikra, Obatumas Mikdash Vikadashov, Neshu Toya Bidvar Mitzvah. Kiakoyin Oichel Kotchim, Abola Mikdash Lishtachavois, Lakrif Karban, Oisekuba Mitzvah Vedaito Lishamayim. Fikach Avishachot about Lomas Atuma, Ribo Loyakosov Kaporites. Man says that because the person normally is this chet comes from being involved in a mitzvah. Person, a Kayin, is coming to do an avodah, to bring karbonos, or to be mishtachav in the mikdash, or to eat kachim, which is a mitzvah, and he didn't realize that he was tamei, and he couldn't do them. So because he's oisik the mitzvah, so therefore the Torah was makel on him, that he does not have to bring a korban chatos kavua. The Das Kainim there in the same pasuk in Perakei Pasuk Zayin says another reason why Terry was makel. He says because as opposed to chiyuvei chatas, where a person has hana, eating chilev and dam and chametz and pesach, here he says the person has no hana when you go to the mikdash in your tummy. Therefore, the Torah is more makel that you do not have to bring that an ani does not have to bring a sheep or a goat. However, this das dekeinim is a little bit problematic because, as we mentioned, there are two cases, two ways when a person can bring this korban of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. One is going into the mikdash, and the other is eating kachim. Eating kachim b'tumas haguf. A person does have anah. Kachim tastes very good, and he has anah from it. So then why was, according to the Das Kainim, why was the Torah Mekel over there? And this chiv, a person has anah. We could say maybe a chiddush, say pshat in the Das Kainim, that really the chiv of the Chayim say that the chiv of all my cholas asurais is because of the hana. Because the person is nene from the aveir, that's to explain why this asik bechalov ma'ray is chayiv shekei nene, that the iser of the Torah asur is get hana. Masha'in kein the efshar the iser of eating kachim betumas aguf, iser here is not the hana sheboy. It's not because the person got hana. Really, the iser is similar to that belonging to the mikdash when a person is tamei. It's a chilul of the kedusha. The kedusha of the mikdash requires that it should not be nitma, that you can't bring your tumah into the mikdash. That's kilu. It's creating it's nullifying to a certain degree the kedusha of the mikdash. Well, then you can't eat kachim when you're tamei, because the kachim, the kedusha of these karbanos does not allow a person to eat them when he is tamei. So the iser isn't hana per se. The iser is that a person ate them, the person was mechala, the kedusha of the carbon, by eating it when he's tamei. Hare, a little bit of a right to what we want to say. There's a mandomar in Lawrence Vachem Daf Memhei, that a person that eats eitzin and levaina when he is tamei is also chayef. A person eats eitzin, wood that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, or levaina, which is frankincense, which has no tam, but a person eats them b'tumas aguf, he's chayef. There he definitely has no hana. Rather, the isser is because you're eating something which is it's a kosher, it's a korban. It does not allow a person to eat it when he's tummy, because that's a chil of the kedusha of the korban. So here, it would not be. The isser isn't because of the hana. It's open lachar masher and the das kainim. That isser of eating kachim is different than that of a regular mecholas asuris. You know, could come out an afkamina. As we mentioned, that if the reason why misasik bechalov marai is chayav shekeinene, if that's based on the fact that the isser of mecholas asuris is because of the hana, so in kain, when a person would be misasik with eating kachim when he's tamei, and he would be potter. Because here the chiyuv isn't because of the hana, rather the chiyuv is because of the tuma of the chil of the kedusha of the carbon. Just one other general point about the din of carbon oil of a yoreid. Carbon oil of a yoreid is, as we mentioned, when a person is rich and he's able to afford it, he brings a sheep or a goat. When he's not able to afford it, he brings two birds, one as a chatas and one as an oila. So this is very difficult to understand. Where did the oila come from? I mean, if a person would be wealthy, he'd only bring a chatas. Now that he can't afford it, he should bring one bird as a chatas. Why does he bring two birds? One is a chatas, and one as an oila. So the Arsameach says a yisoid about this. Barichos, it's already bekitzer, it's already written in the Ibn Ezra, in Parashas Ayikra, that a chatas ha'oif. When a person brings an oif as a chatos oif has no emur. The din is you do malika, and you put the dam on the mizbeach, and the whole korban, the whole oif, is eaten by koyanim. It's opposed to a regular korban chatos, where dam goes to mizbeach, and then there are emurim. The chilev is brought on the mizbeach, on the fire of the mizbeach. But chatos oif has no emurim. It's all eaten by koyanim. So therefore, a person really was chayev, a wealthy person brings a chatas behema, which has in it dam to the mizbeach, emurim to the fire of the mizbeach, and then the basar which is eaten to kohanim. But the chatas ha'oif is lacking the emurim that are burnt on the mizbeach. And therefore, to make up, since the mizbeach lost out to a certain degree, that it doesn't have no the fire of the mizbeach got nothing from the chatas ha'oif. So in order to make up from that, the Torah said that you bring a chatas and an oila. And the oila sa'if is kuli legavoyit. The entirety is brought on the fire of the mizbeach. That takes the place of the emurim of the chatos that was supposed to be brought if the person would be wealthy. Now just ha'aris here on the Mishnah and the Gemara here in the first and this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that v'ochal es ha'kodesh. So you forgot about it, and then you ate kodesh, and then once you remembered, then you ate, then you remembered that you were tamei, and then again they're going into the mikdash. V'nechnas l'mikdash v'lo yada, u'misha yotza yada. So the Rashash is ma'irer. Why does the Mishnah say? The mission already says that it's nelam from you. That you forgot about it. Nelam means that you forgot about it momentarily. Then you remember it afterwards. So why does the Mishnah say that when you ate, you remembered? I mean, that's included in it's nelam, means that you forgot for right now, and then you remembered later. Hashash wants to say a chiddush ladina, based on this diuk in the Mishnah. That he says, what happens if a person was tamei and then he forgot and he started eating kachim and then he ate a kezias and then he remembered that he was tamei and then he kept on eating more kachim? Or a person went into the mikdash when he was tamei and then he remembered and he hung around in the mikdash more. Says the Rashash that in this case you will not bring a karban. Because the chiv karban, the Gemara says in a few places, that the chiv, it has to be a person is shav miyidi yasai. That when you become aware of the fact that you did an Avera, then you stop doing the Avera. That if you would have been aware, you would not have done the Avera. The whole Avera is because you were unaware. That's why the Gemara says that a mummer, someone who could care less about doing Averas, does not bring a korban chatos. Even though he forgot. He entirely forgot that he was usher to be Machal Shabbos or whatever he forgot. Because only someone who's shav mi diyasai, that when he would know, then he would not do the Avera. Someone who would do the Avera, even if he would know, then he does not bring a Korban Chatas. So that's what Rosh Hashanah says, that the Mishnah is telling you that only if the only time that you bring a Korban is if the knowledge comes after you finish all of your eating. And if a person becomes aware in the middle of his eating, and then he continues eating, so then he does not bring a Korban Chatas. The reason is because in this case, he's not considered a Shav Mi Diyosai. He's not, we see that he did not stop doing the Avera once he became aware of it. Another point in the Mishnah is the Mishnah says that the chiyuv of going into the mikdash when you're tamei is going into the azara. The Mishnah first says mikdash, then the Mishnah explains more. Echad hanichnas la'azara, v'echad hanichnas la'toisefes azara. Whether you go into the azara or into the what was added onto the azara, so you're chayiv. So here's before in the Mishnah that you don't need to go into the mikdash, even the azara, you're also chayiv for tumas mikdash. So what's the mikdash and what's the azara? So the mikdash always, the Pnei Yeshua here speaks about this point, Barichus. The mikdash always refers to the heichal and the kodesh hakadoshim. What we've heard was the beis hamikdash, the house of the mikdash. The beis hamikdash is a place that had a roof. The heichal, which was where the menorah and the mizbeach, hazav, and the shulchan, those were in the heichal. And the kodesh hakadoshim, where the aron was, those things refer to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash. In similar to the Mishkan, they refer to the Mishkan. The Mishkan had a roof on it, and that was the Kodesh, that had in it these Kelim of the Shulchan, Mizbech HaZov, and the Menorah. Those things are referred to as Mikdash and Mishkan. The area in the Beis HaMikdash outside the Mikdash is referred to as the Azara. The Azara is the place where they brought Karbonis. The Mizbeach, the main Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, where the Karbanos were brought and the dam was thrown on it and it was burnt, the Karbanos were burnt there, that was in the Azara. The Azara really had two parts. One was called the Ezras Kleanim, where Klai Yisrael didn't go unless they had a specific need to go in. Then there was the Ezras Yisrael around that, further away from the Mikdash. There Klai Yisrael was allowed to go. So all of these things are of din of the Azara, that if you go there, Betoma, you have to bring a Karban. There's a place, there's another Azara that's further away called the Ezras Nashim. And in Ezras Nashim, there is no Isser, there's no Chiv carbon a person goes there, Betuma. Someone who, like a Zav and a Nida, is not allowed to go to the Ezras Nashim, it's all of Harabayis. But the Tmei Mace is allowed to go into the Ezras Nashim, Midar Raisa. And there's no Chiv there. The Chiv comes from the Machaneh Shechina, of the place where we bring Korbanos, in all of that place is where the Isra of Tumah, and where a person that goes there has to bring a Korban. There's many Gemaras that Bnei Yeshua brings, that in the Ezra Noshim, there's no Chiv in the Ezra Yisrael, there is a Chiv. Ezra Yisrael is a place where the Korbanos were brought, referred to as the Machaneh Shechina. And the Bnei Yeshua has an interesting question, that the Chiv of Kares, in the Chiv Kares of Tumas Mikdash is said in Parshas Chukas. It says, as Mishkan Hashem Timei, or Mikdash. It says the Chiv Kares is said about the Mikdash and the Mishkan. We never find the Chiv Kares in the Azara. So why, in Cain, why is the Mishnah tells us, why is the Chiv Korban in the Azara? The Chiv Korban is related to the Chiv Kares. And the Chiv Kares only refers to the Mikdash and not to the Azara. So the Bnei Yeshua answers that even though the Chiv Kares does not refer specifically to going to the Azara, we have a klal that Loi Onash Akosuv Elam Kein Hizir. Torah never gave an Oinesh unless Torah already gave a lav beforehand. Where is the Psukim in Parshas Chukas referred to the Chiv Kares, but where is the lav of going into the mikdash when one is tamei? That's written in Parshas Nosai. In Parshas Nosai, it says that kol tsaruah v'chozov v'chol tamei lanofesh leitamus machaneihem, are not allowed to go into the machanos, which the Gemara Darshan's Rashi brings down there in Parshas Nosai, means that each one of them has their own machaneh. A tsarua, a mitzvira, is sent out from Machane Yisrael. It's not allowed to go into Machane Yisrael. A zav or a nida, we're not allowed to go into Machane Leviya. And any Tomei Lenofesh, anyone who's Tomei Bechlau, including a Tomei Meis, and any Tumah, is sent out of Machaneh Shechina. So that is the lav of going to the Mikdash. And one is Tomei, is written in that parasha. And that parasha refers to the whole Machaneh Shechina. It's only the Machaneh. Whole Machaneh Shechina, not in the place where we bring Korbanites, that whole place is usher for a Tomei to go. And being that, so says the Pnei Yeshua, because that the Kares is written as an Oinesh for that lav, since the lav refers to the whole Machaneh Shechina, including the Azara, so it must be that also the Kares referring to the whole Machaneh Shechina. Even though the Torah refers to it in Lashon Mikdash and Mishkan, but here we can include all of the Azara as being part of the Mishkan and being part of the Mishkan. And therefore the Chiyuv Kares, and henceforth also the Chiyuv Karban, apply to the whole Machaneh Shechina. However, says the Bnei Yeshua that the Ezra's Nashim, which was not included in the Machaneh Shechina, in the Midbar there was no Ezra's Nashim, so definitely was not included in the Machaneh Shechina. So that for sure does not have the Isser of Tumah, of the lav of Tumas Machanais, of going there with Tumah, and therefore also doesn't have the Chiyuv Kares. But the Machaneh Yisrael, because it did exist in the Mishkan, and there was set on it the lav of Lo Yitam was Machanehem, so and then there's a Chiyuv Kares, and there's also a Karban. And that's what Pnei Yeshua wants to read the continuation of the Mishnah here. The Mishnah is a little bit difficult reading. The Mishnah says, Echad Nechas La'azara, Techad Nechas La'Tosefes Ha'azara, She'im Yisifin Al-Ir Va'al-Azara Is Elab Melech V'Novi. So what's the shin? What's the she'in? How does this connect to what you just said before? So Pnei Yeshua says that one will ask a question. That in the Ezra's Noshim, there is no Chiyuv Tumah. Why? Because there's no Ezra's Noshim in the Midbar. But in the Ezra's Yisrael, in all of the Azara, there's a Chiyuv, because there was an Azara in the Midbar. It says the Pnei Yeshua, the Azara in the Midbar was much smaller than the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. So why is a person Chayav going for anywhere into the Azara? Once you told me that an Azara is Chayav, but it's Dafka the Ezra's Yisrael, not the Ezra's Nashim, so why could you be Chayav for the whole Azara? That Azara did not exist in the Mishkan. And that the Mishnah answers, that even though this Azara is bigger than that in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, because Eim Yisivin Ala Ir Vala Azara is Ela B'melech V'Novi, because there's a process of that we do to Mekadesh the Azara, so therefore the Azara does not need to be the same size as the Azara that was in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, times of Moshe. Also, what the whole Azara that was Niskadesh, Aidei Shleimai, is also considered the Azara. And therefore, the Isser of Tumas Mikdash applies even to that new Azara. New Azara. Another point here, earlier on in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that Nitma V'yoda, well, you became Tomei and you know about it. So Rashi says that he says Nitma V'yoda Shenitma. He says you were aware that you became Tomei. So Tosfos is Medayik, Tosfos in the bottom of the Omer is Medayik in Rashi, that is Mashi Nida Yediya Gemura. So Tosfos asks that the Gemara in the first parak says that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, who the Yediyas based Rabbi is enough of a Yediya to be Chayef. So why does Rashi need that you need to know about the Tumah? So Tosfos says that the Mishnah just wrote, arguing Rashi, the Mishnah just wrote Yediya, it's a general Lashon, and you'll figure out on your own what type of Yediyah you need. If that means a real entire Yediyah, or it's enough with Yediyah's base rabbi. That's what Tosfos says pshat. However, the Ritva says a very important Yesod in the din of Yediyah's base rabbi. This he wants to answer Rashi. The Ritva says that even though that Yediyah's base rabbi, according to Rebbe, is called Yediyah, it's not enough that a person has Yediyah's base rabbi that you learned when you were younger. You need to refresh that knowledge has to be in front of you, has to be aware to you when you became Tomei. Or after you became Tomei, but at least before you went into the Mikdash. The Pasuk says, Vinela menu vuhu Tomei. means that you forgot about the knowledge when you became Tomei. It means that the knowledge has to be there when you were Tomei, before you went into the Mikdash. This Ritva says in Rashi, with Rashi by Yos. And this also explains the Gemara Amud Beis. That's the next point we want to get to. The Gemara there, Gemara Amud Beis, brings the suffix of Rav Papa. Rav Papa says a suffix, a person forgot Hilchos Tumah. Is it called the Yediyah or not? So first the Gemara explains, and he forgot whether Sheretz is Tumah or Sardeya is Tumah. Gemara says, Zil Kari Bei Ravu. Because it's something that everyone knows, so for sure, it's called the Yediyah. Rather, what he forgot was whether how much of his sheretz was tamei. He knew that he touched a sheretz. He didn't realize that he was unaware if he touched enough to be metamei. So the Gemara says, Adil kari beirav. Because everyone knows this. It's so simple. Whether that his sheretz is tamei and that tzardei is not tamei. So therefore, it's for sure called the Yediyah. So Tais explains our Naman Beza. What does it mean? Because even if a person did not know about this, he himself never learned, but it's such public knowledge, Hayalei Lishol, Taisa says. A person should ask about it, something that everyone talks about, everyone knows about. So this person should have asked. And therefore it's considered a Yediyah. Taisa and Rishonim have a question, though. Why did the Gemara seriously have to come onto this new klal called Zil Kari Beirav that everyone knows about it? Why did the Gemara say that it's Yediyah based rabbi? Yeah, our mission is going like Rabbi, like Rabbi, like the Gemara says in the first parak. And Yediyah based rabbi, Shema Yediyah. Why do we need a new klal called Zil Kari Beirav? It's a question that the Rishonim ask. So, Taisa has a couple of answers to this teretz. But either we're talking about a person that did not learn, never went to cheder, he never learned that a sheretz is tamei, but still he should have asked about it. Or he did learn, but he didn't have such a good Rebbe. The Rebbe didn't explain to him exactly what a tzav is and what a tzfardeya is, and therefore he didn't know to which one was the difference. And the last part of Taisus is that's exactly what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, Zil Kari Bei Ravu. Gemara means, Yediyah Beis Rabbi Shema Yediyah. These are the answers of Taisus. The Ritva is not happy with the answers of Taisus, specifically the last one, that is Ramash from the Gemara. The Gemara always calls it that Yediyah based rabbi, and here the Gemara says Zil Kari Bei Rav, means go learn by a Rebbe, not that you did learn by a Rebbe. The Ritva does not like the answers of Taisus. So therefore, the question is Shver in the Gemara. Why did the Gemara say that why do we say that Zil Kari Bei Rav, and we did not say Yediyah based rabbi? So now the Ritva says this Yesod, that Yediyah based rabbi, according to Rebbe, doesn't answer all problems in life. It doesn't say a person, once he learned when he was 5 years old, so now he's always called that he has the idea. No. The idea has to be something which is a person is living with, that it's useful knowledge to him at the time that he became tummy. But if a person learned and entirely forgot about it, so then that's not considered a idea. So that the Rav says that. And then the Gemara says that Gemara says in the first parak, "Mika the less Yediyah based rabbi." He says, "Because Mistama, everything a person learned to be based rabbi, he remembers forever." It's a very, very fascinating ritual. A person, whatever you learn when you were young, basic knowledge that you have of the mitzvahs, person Mistama will never forget that. Therefore, Yediyah based rabbi in a normal situation stays with a person his whole life. But if a person learned when he was young and then at some point entirely had a forgetfulness of things that he learned when he was younger, then it's no longer called the Yediyah based rabbi. So that's why the Gemara Bayas is saying that even that it could be you learned when you were younger, but if you entirely forgot about it, a person now does not know whether the sheretz is tamei or the tzav is tamei. So we see that this what he learned in cheder was not so useful to him. Therefore, he no longer can rely on the Yediyah based rabbi. So that's why the Gemara needs to come out to a new svara here called Zil Kari Bei Rav. But Yediyah based rabbi is not called is not relevant for him because he does not know because he entirely forgot about it. This is all this question of Gemara, the way we explained it, is according to Shitas Rashi. Rashi, as Rishonim point out, learning that the question of the Gemara is this called Yediyah or not? you need a yediyah batchila, like we said earlier. And the Gemara was questioning whether a person's yediyah that was in a time when he didn't have a full yediyah of the tumah, he knew that there is, he wasn't sure whether it's Sheretz is tummy or Tzav is tummy. And the Gemara says, I know that is called a yediyah. But then afterwards, the Gemara says, Lamais, the suffix of Rav Papa is he didn't know whether an adosha was tummy. He touched a small amount of a Sheretz, and he was unaware that was a size to be metamiyim. That's a question, is it called the yediyah or not? So you shouldn't even say that Lafi Rashi, the Gemara says, even is it called the yediyah or is it called the halama? The word halama is lavdafka. The question is it a halama? The question is, you never had a yediyah batchila. Rather, so when the Gemara says halama, the Rishonim say it means Lafi Rashi, it means that it's a lack of yediyah. It's not enough knowledge. It's kilu, you forgot about it originally, you never knew about it. That's according to Rashi, the question of the Gemara. The similar question that the Gemara asks by Ben Bava that goes to Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't know about the Makom Mikdash, is it called that he has knowledge or that he does not have a knowledge? That's the need to know the Gemara according to Rashi. However, the Ravina Chananel learns the Gemara differently. The Rishonim, the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, to speak this out, that the Ravina Chananel learns the question of that the Gemara differently. We're referring to you did know. When you touched the Sheretz, you definitely knew that you were Tamei, that an Adosha was Metamei. And afterwards, you forgot what the shear of tumah is. Is the shear of tumah a hadasha or it's a bigger size? And therefore, you didn't know whether you're allowed to go into the mikdash or not. But when you did touch it originally, you were aware that this is mount that is matami. So that's lefi the Rav Nachman. It's more meduyik. The question of halomahi is it halom or not considered haloma? Meaning, it's not considered that you forgot it. Because it's different. A regular halama, you forgot that you were tamei bichlal, that you touched a sheretz. Here, you remember that you touched the sheretz. The only question is, did you touch an amount that's metamei or not? So that's the Gemara's question, is it called a halama or not? So Rabbi Nachmanu, the word halama he is more meduyik. The word yediyah he is not, in the line before, is a little bit problematic. What does the Gemara mean yediyah or not yediyah? So you say that what it means, that because you knew that a sheretz is metamei, so therefore it's called the yediyah, and means you still have that yediyah. So it's not, therefore there's no halama. So meaning the words of the Gemara are problematic. The Gemara says the suffix is yediyah or halama. Those are never the two tzatim. It's either yediyah not yediyah, or halama not halama. So Rashi learned that the question is a question of yediyah, and is nitchak into the words halama. Rabbi Nachmanu learned the question was a question of halama, and not a question of yediyah. The Ritva speaks out that Lashir Beinu Chananu and the Gemara says that Ziyo Kari Bei Rav, whether a Sheretz is Tamei or Tzvardei is Tamei, what the Gemara means to say is that it's a Karav L'Pshia, the fact that you went into the Mikdash. Because everyone knows that a Sheretz is Metamei, even though you forgot, that's considered a Pshia, so we can't consider you a Sheikik or not. And the Gemara says, rather, it's not something which is Ziyo Kari Bei Rav. So rather, the question is Adosha Metame or not? And therefore, there's no Pshia. But the question is, but because you still remember that you touched the Sheretz, so maybe it's not called a Halama. That's the Nidun of the Sugya Lefi Rabbeinu Chananel. If you're actually the Nidun of the Sugya is that because you knew that you touched the Sheretz, so that's sad that it's called the Yediyah. Because you don't know the amount that was Metame you, so maybe that's not called the Yediyah. So L'chaira, one would say that this Gemara is Muchach, that according to Rashi, that the original, that the Yediyah that we need is not something that because I know now, so therefore I have to be more careful and I can't go into the Mikdash. Here, when I touched the Sheretz, I touched the Adosh of the Sheretz, I didn't know that because of that I can't go into the Mikdash. I was unaware. And yet there's a tzad in the Gemara that it's called the Yediyah. So even though I'm unaware that this action forbids me going into the Mikdash, I still have a tzad that it's called the Yediyah. We see the Lechayra from here that Yediyah doesn't mean that there's a direct correlation from this knowledge to the that it asters me from going into the Mikdash. Rather, it's just you need a Yediyah. You need to be aware that you're Tamei. So here the Gemara declares, that's a suffix, is when you have a yediyah that you touch the sheretz, but not a yediyah in the tumah, is that called the yediyah or not? I mean, does the yediyah need to be the knowledge, the actual, of the chalois tomanu, that you become tame, or it's enough that you had the idea that you did an act of a maisa tuma, of touching a sheretz. But even though you were lacking the information of whether that is actually made you tame or not. That's the chayr mavur in the Gemara. In Cain, it's a chayr mavur, that the idea does not require an actual knowledge that's usher to go into the mikdash. Just the idea of tuma. That's what's chayr muchach in the Gemara. Therefore, it's l'chayr pashut, that if a person knows that he became tame, but he doesn't know that he's not allowed to go to the mikdash. He knows that he became tame, but he thinks that there's no way of going to the mikdash when you're tame. That's called the idea. The idea doesn't have to be in the Isser going into the mikdash. I mean, this person, when he originally touched the sheretz, he did not know whether he's allowed to go into. He thought that he could still go into the mikdash, even though he knows that someone who's tame cannot go into the mikdash, but he thinks that he might not be tame. So, imkain, tchor mucha in our Gemara that you don't need a idea that it's usher to go into the mikdash. As long as you're aware that you're tame, that's good enough. That's what I would think is Chayr Mucha in the Gemara. But the Chazon Ish does not this way. The Chazon Ish, in the Kutim and Chayshim Mishpat, Simin Chav Dalet, and Daf Yudalet, and Mibbez, Dir Meshchul Nire, the Chazon Ish says that if a person touched the Sheretz, and he knew that he touched the Sheretz, he was unaware whether he couldn't go into the Mikdash. He thought that he can't eat Truma, but he thinks that he's allowed to go into the Mikdash. Let me agree a Diyas Tumah. The Iker Yediyas Tuma, Haynu Shenegiyazu Aisartoi, Knisas Mikdash. You require that it's the condition of Yediyas Tuma is that because of this knowledge, therefore you know that you can go into the Mikdash. It says Chazon Ish also about the idea afterwards, the Haloma. The person when he became Tamei was aware that he could not go into the Mikdash. And afterwards he forgot. He thought that even a Tamei is allowed to go into the Mikdash. It says the Chazon Ish. That's called Helen Tuma, even though a person is aware of the Tuma. But the knowledge and lack of knowledge in Tuma doesn't mean being aware of the Tuma per se. It's being aware of what the Tuma does to a person that it asks me in B.S. Mikdash. So if I was aware that I became Tame, but I thought that I could go into the Mikdash, that's not called the idea. And if I was aware that I became Tame and I knew that I cannot go into the Mikdash, and afterwards I forgot and I thought that a tummy is allowed to go into the mikdash, that's called the halama. Because I was unaware that the tumma, I forgot that the tumma asers me from going into the mikdash. And Chazon Ish actually brings a raya from the Ridva in our sugya to this yisaid. Because the Ridva b'shein rach says the question of the Gemara is legabe halama, that when you forgot whether or not kazayis is tummy or not dosha is tummy, to question whether that's called the halama or not. Chazon Ish explains that the suffix is it called mezid or not? That was the suffix of the Gemara. That because you knew that you were tamei, so maybe it's called a mezid, and the fact that you went into the mikdash here. So Alma says Chazon Ish, the helim halacha chashiv helim. If you're getting halacha, a halacha, even though it is also considered a halama. I don't know who told the Chazon Ish that this is b'shat in the Ritva. One could say that the question is, here you know that you were tummy. It could be the whole, like we said, like Rimuchiach and Rashi, the whole question is knowledge and unknowledge or lack of knowledge of the tumma. Here, according to the Rach, a person knew that he was tummy. And then afterwards, he became unaware whether he was tummy or not. He's unaware whether Adosha was mitame or a Kazayas is tummy. And therefore, he became unaware whether he's called tummy or not. But a person who is aware of his tumma, is unaware of the ramifications of the tumma. The tumma ashers in b'yas mikdash. That lochayra is that's his original knowledge, and it's called the idea. And if a person was aware that he's tumma, and then he forgot that he can't go into the mikdash, lochayra that's not called the halama because he's still aware of the tumma. That's lochayra. I would say that I would think of yimuchach in the sugya. The Chazon Ish says not this way. So it's a very important question here in the Indian of yediyah. And also as ramifications also b'chol, why we need yediyah. We mentioned at the beginning of this year that it was said here an added condition that applies only by tumas mitzvah v'kadoshav. You need a yediyah batchila. Is this exer sakos of the alma that you just don't have to know, or it's because of your knowledge, therefore you that should have stopped you from going into the mikdash. You're more liable for what you did because you had that knowledge. If we're correct, if I'm correct in from the sugya, that a person could be aware that he's tamei and not aware that it's usher to go into the mikdash, it's also called the yediyah. So l'chayr, this yediyah isn't because you had knowledge, more knowledge of the iser. You have no knowledge of the iser, and it's still called the yediyah. L'chayr in kenet mevor that the idea of yediyah is just exerus hakosav that you need to have yediyah. Asheini levi l'chazonish, that the definition of yediyah is yediyah, which means that because I know this, therefore I know that I can't go into the mikdash. Then it would sound like that the idea that we need is the idea of yediyah is to require it's more liability, more pshia in my action, because I knew that I became tamei, and I knew that answered me from going into the mikdash. Very important question here in this inyan of yediyah. One last point is that the Gemara concludes teku in these two questions of the Gemara. To teku, it's not clear whether you bring a carbon or not. So the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Shkogos Halacha Beis says that you don't bring a carbon misafik. Why not? Yiroeli she'ilach hayavim the carbon misafik einem mevi'in carbon. Shem yachnisu chulin la'azara. Maybe chulin ba'azara, you can't bring a carbon misafik. V'im toimar v'alaychat osayiv bo'ala safik einem necheles. Chatzayiv comes for a safik and you don't need it. So you could bring carbon misafik. The din is that a person, that Isha doesn't know whether she gave birth or not, so she brings a chatzayiv min ha'safik. Answers the Rambam, Nisha mevi yoisa mechusar kipurim. Because really this carbon is not the best way to bring a carbon. But in order to allow a person to eat kachim, because he can't eat kachim until he brings the carbon, then he can bring in minasafik. Shein kein our carbon, where it doesn't ask you from eating kachim, you're not allowed to bring in minasafik. Ram says that it's only klal, the din of chatzayiv v'bala safik is only klal by mechusar kipurim. The Achronim asks in the Rambam that we see a chatzayiv v'bala safik also by a nazir tamei. A nazir tamei does not know whether he became tamei, also brings the chatzayiv v'bala safik. So a nazir tamei is not considered a mechusar kipurim, he could eat kachim. So Ur Samech says that because he can't start his nazirus taira, he can't, his days of nazirus to count for his days that he needs, he can't start until he brings the karban, so it has the same din. It's similar to a Mechusar Kippurim. That's why he's allowed to bring a carbon a la Safik. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.